My name is Robin Bissett, and I am the chair of the Nurses Memorial Chapel Trust. I have a background as a nurse, and I trained at Christchurch Hospital many years ago. As a student nurse, part of our role was we had to bring patients down to the chapel on Sundays. This was built to commemorate three Christchurch Hospital trained nurses, Margaret Rogers, Nona Hildyard, and Lorna Rattray, who lost their lives in a troop ship they were travelling on, the HMTS Marquette, that actually was torpedoed in the Aegean Sea in 1915 on the 25th of October. And unfortunately, many lives were lost. The saddest part about it was that they should not have been travelling on a troop ship. It was actually a mistake. And if they'd been on a Red Cross ship, they would not have been fair game for the Germans. So out of that tragedy, it was mooted in as early as 1916 that there should be a chapel built to commemorate those nurses. There were actually 10 nurses in the South Island who lost their lives. It is built in an art and craft style, and the architect was J.G. Collins of Collins and Harmon firm. All the woodwork was carved by Frank Guernsey and his indented apprentice, Jake Vivian. As you walk in the door, you see this beautiful parquet that has been lovingly lifted and repaired and then replaced exactly as it was originally post-earthquakes, when the chapel had an enormous amount of work done on it. We're standing just inside the front door, and the first thing that you see after your eyes have come back from looking up at the altar and the very fine stained glass windows that are on either side is this wonderful carpet runner on the floor, commissioned to commemorate the saving from demolition by Nicola Jackson. And it starts off at the bottom with the three nurses that lost their lives from Christchurch, holding hands at the bottom with the Marquette just behind them. And then you walk up and see the dark sky with the moon. A little further up is the Christchurch Hospital Nurses Medal, and that's in the form of a Maltese cross with just a CH in the centre of it. And those that receive them, myself included, they are made of silver and worn with great pride. So we carry on up a wee bit further, and there is a root structure, and that actually signifies the tree of life. And we go all the way up and we come to three flowers at the top, and you can see that there's a stylized heart at the top with red on one side and blue on the other, which signifies the circulatory system. Now we are right up in front of the altar, and we can see the intricate carving on the reredos, which is the part behind the altar, and the actual altar itself. The carving is exquisite, and this was something that Frank Guernsey was particularly well known for. There are little cherubs at the top, and there are roses and other motifs actually worked into the wood. A slightly lighter portion in the centre depicts a pelican sitting on her nest with her young just in front of her, and she is nurturing them. This signifies the care and the nurturing that nurses give internationally. You are able to walk right up behind the altar should you wish to. We are very fortunate in this chapel to have four particularly special stained glass windows, which were done by Veronica Wall, who is an English stained glass maker. Most unusual for a woman to be a stained glass maker. What is particularly special about her work is that she was an expert in the use of Prior's slab glass, which has an uneven texture and often a variety of colours in one piece. And the two windows on either side of the altar are particularly good examples of these. Very vibrant reds on the left-hand side, and the one on the right-hand side has these glorious purples and violets that shade out down to paler pinks. The one on the left is the Angel of Hope window, and this is significant because it is in memory of the pioneer nurses. And the one on the right-hand side of the altar is the Angel of Charity and a Waif window, which is symbolic of the soul and protected by the cloak of charity. If you're running your hands over the bottom of the glass, you get a very good example of the prior slab glass, because it is very uneven and the colours are really quite mottled. Coming back down from the altar, if you're sitting in the front pew, on your left-hand side there is a very large window which is called the memorial window, but actually I refer to it as the New Zealand Defence window. It commemorates the Defence Forces of New Zealand, but particularly the Royal Nursing Army Corps and the medics. The medals are at the top with the New Zealand Registered Nurses Medal at the bottom, surrounded by the different army medals. And on the left-hand side, there is a nurse in her First World War nurse's uniform, complete with their bright red capes that they had as dress occasions. And underneath that is a picture of the Marquette. On the right-hand side, opposite her, is a Second World War nurse who is in her travelling uniform. And underneath her are the pyramids of Egypt. Opposite that, we have a vibrant floral window, which is the same size as the one on the left. And this is to commemorate a woman who was the home sister. Her name was Poppy Blathwaite. And she cared for the chapel and was passionate about it. And she did the flowers in the chapel every week for many, many years. And she left a bequest to the chapel, and stained glass window was built. It covered in flowers, and the top half of the window demonstrates the national flower of each of the countries who were allies in the First World War. So we've got a pahutukawa in the centre, and they're followed around by a rose at the top, Flanders poppy on the right, shamrock from Ireland, Scotch thistle at the bottom, tulip from Holland. And what many people may not remember is that the chrysanthemum is part of this window as well, and Japan were our allies in the First World War. There was a lot of difficulty initially getting people to make a decision as to whether we were going to be able to save this chapel, because it was quite substantially damaged. But we did take a petition to the mayor and the city council and placed our case. The first day after the workmen had finished and I walked back into the door of this chapel, I just stood there and I just felt it smelt exactly the same as it always had, with the wonderful wood and the floor. But it was that feeling of peace. And it just, the building felt as though it was as nurturing as it always had been.